This I Believe. Norris E. Dodd is director of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Himself a rancher with 2,000 acres of irrigated land in Oregon, Mr. Dodd was this country's Undersecretary of Agriculture before assuming his present position. This is Norris Dodd's creed.
My father was ill the few years that I knew him. He died when I was very young. He sat on the porch with me on the days when his health and the weather would permit and gave me a bit of his philosophy, which greatly influenced my life. One of the stories that had perhaps the most influence on me was this. One of the wealthy men in town was walking by our house, and probably because we were so poor, I made the remark that it must be nice to be rich. Father said, "That man is not rich. He has lots of money, but he's very poor because he has no friends. I know he's a very unhappy individual. Without friends, you can't do things. You don't accomplish anything." My grandmother also had a good deal of influence on me, I'm sure. She stressed one thing above everything else, living with people. All my life, she said, I would be living with people. I could choose any road I liked, but she thought I would be happier if I chose to help people, help them to do things for themselves, rather than just thinking of doing things for myself. I arrived in the West more than 50 years ago to find that many of the things that we had in the central part of the United States were not available there. They didn't have schools, drugstores, doctors, dentists, and so on. I had an opportunity to look over small towns that didn't have these things. People told me that they would like to have a drugstore, a doctor, and a dentist. So in the towns where I first settled, I built a drugstore. I went to the college and got a young doctor just out of school, married and as poor as anyone could be, and I got a dentist from his college. We started to build a community and had a lot of fun doing it. We made a lot of friends, and they were sorry when Doc and I left. I went to Baker, Oregon, and went through the same experience. I suppose that at that time I thought I was doing this because I wanted to make money. But there was more to it, the satisfaction of seeing something started and finished, that it was a benefit to the community. I went to Wallowa, 100 miles from a railroad, where it took 3 days or more to get someone who was sick to medical services, and I did the same thing. I came back to Haines in 1904. Haines didn't have a telephone line, no doctors, no dentists, no picture show, no dance halls, so we provided those things. I know I couldn't have done this, except that I liked people. I liked to make friends, and had to make friends to do these things. I was poor, had little money. I just had faith in people. After the First World War, farm people found themselves in a terrible position. Prices were going down, and so was their standard of living. I spent the next 20 years helping to build the United States farm programs, trying to get other people to raise the standard of living for those people who provide the food and the fiber for America, large parts of the rest of the free world. I had to have friends to get this done. The richest experience in my life have been the friendships that I have built up with a great number of people. I don't think you can buy that kind of satisfaction with money. This brings me back to what my father said about the man who was not rich, because though he had a lot of money, he had no friends. Being friendly with folks and trying to help them, this, I believe, is the best thing in life and the only way to get things done.
That was Norris E. Dodd, an Oregon rancher, who heads the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.